Going in depth with creative people is a great opportunity to tap into insights, to appreciate their vision. Internationally renowned artist Thomas Paquette provided such an opportunity as we stood near one of his works.
Looking right into the river, mostly down, although it's kind of a skewed perspective. So it's a long river, 2,300 miles. And
lost in the depth and color of his work, it's hard to believe this gouache painting is only 2.5 by 3 inches.
We called it In a Nutshell, right, just to kind of depict small works.
Grace Maibohm of East Aurora's Maibohm Fine Arts. Her gallery is hosting the exhibition In a Nutshell through January 25th.
And styles.
But at the same time, there is one common theme, and it's the size, right?
Yes. Yep.
What is the maximum size?
8 by 10.
With the smaller works, Maibohm is showing over 90 pieces at a time. And during the recent opening, we had a chance to pick the brains of some of the local artists.
Sean, what is that, that landscape?
That's kind of a...
Sean Wataki gets up every morning at 4 to paint. That's before he heads to the Academy of Visual and Performing Arts to teach, then home again to his wife and 2 young kids. He offers no sense of slowing, fueled by what many of us take for granted every day, the region's magnificent landscape.
But, you know, we have Niagara, which is wonderful. We have a mixture of hills as well as flatland, which is kind of nice. So you kind of get a whole bunch of different feels in Western New York. It's not just the same landscape all around.
You know, you get out and you look around at the different landscapes.
Oh, yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah.
Do you have favorite places?
There's a little piece of heaven that friends of mine own that I hunt on, and I do a lot of painting out there. A lot of my work comes from there. I'll never tell anyone where it is. It is in Wyoming County. But it's a beautiful spot. I've created countless pieces from this little tract of land, and I love it there.
It's Raymond Bonilla.
I think you're originally from the New York City area, right?
Yes, correct,
right.
Yeah.
But you,
born in Queens, Ray Bonilla now teaches at SUNY Fredonia, and he paints and seems to find subject matter everywhere, including on the streets of Buffalo.
I guess, you know, a lot of my paintings have to do with a memory and the idea of how we remember something, and it's usually either like a sight or a smell or a certain type of day, and less about sort of actual specifics. You know, you would think that specifics leads to things like the feeling of a place, but it's actually the feeling of a place that helps you recall those specifics.
Those specifics include Buffalo's West Side. Ray Bonilla takes some familiar neighborhood structures and adds an intriguing, mysterious touch.
You know, I see the same type of buildings, and every so often the light will strike that scene in a specific way that makes me want to cherish that moment. And right. And I cherish that moment through by painting it.
Ray Bonilla's work, along with Sean Watucky's and those of Thomas Paquette, Tom Kegler, Jeanette Blair, Connie Payne, and many others, are being featured as part of In a Nutshell at Maibohm Fine Arts. And according to Grace Maibohm, it's their mission to continue to spotlight local artists. They've booked exhibitions already through most of 2021. It's part of a connection with strong historical roots.
We are currently 118 years in business. My grandfather, Carl Maibohm, opened our shop on Connecticut Street in Buffalo in 1901 as the Pan American Exposition was coming to a close.
But then when did it come to East Aurora?
He was a mainstay on Connecticut Street until 1957, and then my parents, Walter and Betty, moved us out here to East Aurora.
Do people come here to buy Christmas gifts?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah. Whether it's for someone else or for themselves.
I was going to say. Yeah.
Someone was in earlier, and she's like, I shouldn't be buying something for myself, but I think I might have to call you back about that one.
And while time is running out for holiday gifts, In a Nutshell continues through January 25th at East Aurora's Maibohm Fine Arts. For WBFO, I'm Jay Moran.